I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic killer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, let me remind you that my new book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords, is available to order globally on Amazon, and it's now available in 4 different languages, in English, Spanish, Italian, German, and it's coming out in Polish as well. In the book, you learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. Specifically, you'll get to cut cords to toxic relationships, remove psychic daggers of attack and other negative energy attachments, and even learn how to effectively protect your energy online. When you get the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. Also, be sure to download one of my free guides in the description of this episode that will help guide your spiritual journey. You'll find guides on finding your purpose, developing your intuition, and protecting your energy. Lastly, if you enjoy the podcast, make sure to rate and subscribe, and come find me on Instagram at George Lizas and let me know how you enjoyed it. In today's episode, we're talking about holistic ceramics. Now, let me start with a story, as I usually do. I got into pottery about 3 years ago now, and I immediately fell in love with it. It first started as a fun hobby that I did in the weekends, but as I got more into it, it became part of my spiritual practice. Working with clay helps me center and ground myself, and molding it into various forms allows me to access my intuition and channel intention and energy into my creations. In time, I ended up replacing most of my ritual tools with ceramic ones I've made myself, which has helped me deepen my ritual work and spiritual connection. And if you've been following me on Instagram, you've probably seen my spiritual ceramic creations, and I will be selling a few of them soon. I already have them ready. It's just a matter of just taking pictures, uploading them on my website, and making them available. So watch this space. Now, in this episode, I'm talking to Joanna Cabot, who runs Holistic Ceramics. Joanna has already sent me 4 of her ceramic pendulums last year, and I use them in my pendulum YouTube series. So I'll post the links for that in the show notes below so you can check them out. In the episode with Joanna, you'll learn the spiritual benefits of working with clay, how to infuse your ritual items with energy healing and intention, intuitive practices to access your creativity, soulful ceramic creations to enhance your rituals. Joanna will share some of her bestsellers, and be sure to check out this episode on YouTube as well, because she shows us a few of them as well. Or you can see them yourself by clicking the link in the show notes to access her website. And we also talk about the benefits of working with ceramic pendulums specifically. I am so excited for you to listen to this episode, and I'm so excited for you to check out Joanna's magical ceramic products. Enjoy the episode, and I can't wait to hear how you enjoyed it. Joanna Cabot is a spiritual potter making mindful ceramics with crystals, protection symbols, and spiritual meanings. Sacred objects to support your daily rituals and enhance your higher senses. Through the handmade method, Joanna channels positive, protective, healing, and vibrant energies in her ceramics to bring you a sense of calm and peace. Joanna, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Hi, George. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you here to chat about something we both love, which is ceramics. And specifically today, we're going to talk about the importance of using and choosing ceramics in a mindful way and how we can use them to amplify our spiritual practice, our daily rituals, etc. You know, we've been following each other for quite a while. I love your products. Whenever I see something, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing inspiration for my own ceramics practice. So I'm excited to get started and chat about it. But before we do so, I want to hear a little bit about your journey. What inspired you to start making holistic ceramics?
So actually, back in 2018, I was working into journalism, and I felt there was kind of a momentum where I was asking myself a lot of questions. You know, journalism around the world is a bit saturated, and my expectations were not meeting the reality. And so I got really depressed and anxious. And I got this little ceramic dish, the only one that I had next to my bed, on my bedside table. I never really got into ceramics before, never touched clay before. It was really the only dish that I had. And during this time, I went into a crystal shop and selected a few crystals and put these crystals into that dish. And, you know, nothing physically changed in my life, but mentally, 3 weeks later, I felt so much lighter, you know? It felt like really like those crystals, their energies had a influence on my vibration. And this one morning, I woke up with my eyes open, like, it's really strange. And I looked at that dish and those little crystals that I could see on the top. And straight away, I was thinking, I want to have another hobby or another job. I was thinking of something, but I didn't know what. And when I looked at this dish, it came really just so clear. Like, I wanted to make little objects with ceramics, with crystals inside. And I was like, well, ceramics, let's do ceramics with crystals inside so people can use them for their rituals and keep these objects next to them so it can influence their vibration to be better.
I love that. So to get this like clear, you were not into ceramics before 2018. So it all started then. And you just rediscovered the whole thing and started a business about it.
Yeah, completely. It was so crazy. That day, I remember telling my partner, I know what I'm going to do. And you know, back then, I mean, ceramics had a big thing in the 70s and became again trendy during COVID. But in 2018, when I turned to my partner and said, I know what I'm going to make, ceramics, the guy looked at me like, what? I mean, you know, what do you mean ceramics? It was just like, and that day I just like booked my first class, and I knew like a week later that it would be holistic ceramics. And, you know, it was a hobby, and I could, that's the thing, when I opened my eyes, it went so quickly, and I could see myself doing this 10 years later. That was just crazy. That was it. No doubt, nothing.
It was your life purpose. So you stepped into it, and then you instantly knew like about it. And I mean, ceramics is something we use every single day. When you look at our plates, at the cups we use, at the bowls we use, they're all like ceramics. They're all made out, well, many of them are made out of clay. So it's something that's so embedded into our daily lifetime. And yet, when we take the time to either create our own ceramics or buy ceramics from people who put intention and spiritual vibrations and energies into them, it makes the whole thing way more mindful, and it turns our daily life into a ritual. Like, let's say, for example, if you have a bowl that's like kind of a, this has a spiritual intention behind it, or a plate, or anything that you use, whenever you use it, you activate that energy. So I want to hear a little bit about, why are spiritual-based ceramics important? Like, what is it about having a little plate with crystals on it that makes our spiritual practice, I don't know, more amplified in a way?
Sure. So, you know, at the same time as well, when I arrived in Australia, I'm a medium. And these abilities developed a lot when I arrived in Australia 7 years ago. And I was really lost because I had no one around me that could help me understand what was going on. And so I thought, okay, maybe I, you know, after reading some books and trying to get myself educated, I would go to shops and get some incense, sage, Palo Santo. But every time I would go to a shop, I would find things very woo-woo, if I can say, you know, very, and it was not my thing, actually. And so I couldn't recognize myself into these objects. So I really thought that I want to create objects with holistic ceramics for everyone, you know, for people who love spirituality, who would like to develop it, to be curious, to do rituals, but they don't know where to start and with what, you know. Sometimes a lot of people, they go to these shops and you have like angels and crystals and many amazing things, but they don't relate because they don't know, or it's not, you know, they feel more simple about this. And I thought, yeah, let's create holistic ceramics. So you have this object that it's made for a ritual, and showing on my Instagram how to use these ceramics can help you create a ritual, you know, and it's like an object that you can have every day into your home. And it's not, you know, you can have it in your home the whole day and look at it, and it looks like a normal object, but still you can use it for a ritual. And it's like, yeah, giving this opportunity to people to practice their ritual with a simple object for the home.
Yes, and they're very minimalistic. That's what I love about them. Like, they're like a blank canvas that you can choose, and you can make them your own. They do have a personality, but it's a personality you can adjust to your own personality. And you're right, you go into New Age shops and it's a very specific kind of objects you find there. They are very specific for a specific type of people, which I love as well, but it's not for everyone. So it's nice to have something that's more modern, that's more minimalistic, that people can use to amplify their spiritual practice. Now, can you just share a few of the items, like a list of items you have available for people, just so people can start thinking of what the possibilities are there? And also afterwards mention your website and your Instagram so people can go and check out your products while they're listening to this.
Sure. So right now I wanted to show you an object because you're going to use them. They're yes. coming your way soon. And I have them with me, and it's one of the latest objects that I've made. It's pendulums.
Yes.
And so I have different colors, 7 colors, actually, because each pendulum is linked to a chakra energy. So that's the thing as well with holistic ceramics. I'm an energy healer. And so I charge the ceramics with energy healing before sending them to the customer. So the ceramic will be in your home and for your ritual, just like spreading these energies around you for your highest good. So that's the little difference with other ceramics, I think, that I thought important to mention. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you have 7 pendulums, and I think that pendulums are great tools for people to develop their intuition, you know, it's a guidance. And so I love to create objects where people can use to develop that side of them, not only the rituals, but all the intuition side and the psychic ability side. Everything is handmade with different sorts of clay. Everything is hand painted and hand assembled as well. So it's a lot of work. But when you have your pendulum, no one else will have it. It's 100% handmade. And I haven't seen any handmade, hand-built ceramics pendulum like that before. So I love to offer my customers something they've never seen. Just another thing that really worked well was the crystal mug. So here you go, you know, crystals and ceramics. So actually this mug, you have a crystal. So it's a pink quartz. And that's the thing, like the energy of this crystal would just vibrate all in the ceramics. And when you get your tea or your coffee or any beverage or your, you know, cacao ceremony or anything, you do it mindfully. You know, it's just not a mug. It's a mug with that holds a special energy thanks to the crystal. And so you kind of build a presence and a ritual all around it. And the most important is the intention that you put, you know, the intention manifests things. And so when you have a special object, you put an intention while using it. And so, yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I love it. And I'm just going through your website right now. So basically on Instagram, you are holistic.ceramics. And then the website is holistic-ceramics.com. Everybody can go there and check it out. There are cups there, there are mugs, there are crystal holders, a holistic altar, there are heel hair pin sticks, temple, soliflor bud vase. There is an I am guided incense holder. There are dishes you can use for crystals, of course, and beautiful pendulums, chakra plates, more incense holders, oil burners, chakra stones, ritual dishes, like so many cool things. I am so excited for everybody to check this out. And I gotta say this, because I make my own ceramics right now as well, and surprise, surprise, I'll be selling a few pieces on my Instagram at some point. I'm creating something right now. But there is a lot of effort that goes into creating a handmade ceramic thing. It's not a mold that you pour something into the clay into and you create the ceramic. You first had, because you're using the handmade method, and essentially you're making everything like by hand. It's like baking, for example. You're getting the clay, you're molding it, you're adjusting it. Then you have to sand it. Then you have to fine-tune the sanding and ensure it looks fine. Then you have to glaze it. First of all, you have to fire it first and then glaze it. And then if you want to put some gold on top, you have to glaze it a third time. So it's a whole process. So when people are buying a handmade ceramic item, they're not just buying the item. They're buying the whole process and the intention and the energy that was put into that, which I think is fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about your process of downloading and channeling what you want to create. How do you get new ideas? How do you know what you want to create?
So it happens very organically. Sometimes I like to, you know, scroll on Pinterest and stuff like that, but I have a very strong ethics about copy. So I don't like, you know, I like to get inspired, but most of the time it's really like I center myself And I'm thinking, okay, I need to make something new. And then I would choose whether it is like a mug, an incense holder, a vase, that is according to what my customer wants. So I would be asking my community what they want. And they would say, okay, a vase. And I would really center myself and let myself go and just try to visualize what vase I can make. And it's just like that. I use a lot of clairvoyance as a medium. And so I guess that's how I get the images. And it's challenging because sometimes in my head, I have something very precise. And as you said, it's not that easy to make a ceramic from scratch. It's a whole journey. It's a lot of testing and, you know, you have little control about the finishing piece. But it's a lot of, it's great experience. And look, so far I've been helped. I hope these guys will continue to help
help me. Now, can you talk a little bit about your process of the importance of making things with your hands? So what I found is that working with clay, I found it a very grounding kind of experience because it takes me back to the history of pottery that goes back to the ancient times when they had to make everything with their own hands. It helps me connect with the earth. It helps me feel more connected to my own creative power. To know that I've made something from scratch helps me know that I can create anything in my life, because a lot of the creation we do, especially as digital entrepreneurs, many of my audience, like, they work online, all of us like spend so much time online, we create stuff but we can't always see it because it's like digital. But when you get to create something that's physical with your own hands, it sort of gives more value to the creative process. So how has that felt for you, like your whole experience of working with clay and your hands?
It's amazing. I'm always amazed, even after 4 years, to feel like I just take a ball of clay and it becomes like something. It's incredible. I'm amazed about this. It's just like you have something in your head, an idea, and you make it real. You make it 3D, you know? It's just, and it's you, yourself, and channeling this. And I totally agree. It's grounding a lot. It's very meditative working with clay. It's grounding, coming from the earth. But also, what's amazing is that clay has a memory. It has a physical memory because when you build a vase or anything, if you let it dry on one side, for example, and then at the end you try to put it back straight, when it will get fired, the memory of the clay will remember that it was put on the side. So at the end, your vase will be like a little bit like this, you know, and that's just crazy. And when it's physical, it's also mental. And I really do believe that the clay has an energetic memory. And so, yeah, this is a very special medium, I think.
Yes, and because it has memory, it can hold the vibrations of the crystals, of the intention, of the mantras, or the frequencies of the energies you put into it. And also, while you were talking about the fire and in the earth, I've just realized it balances all elements, because you use every single element to create clay. You use the clay that is to create ceramics. You use the clay, which is the earth. You use water to like mold the clay. Then you use use fire to fire it, essentially. And of course, you use the air is all around it as well. So like you can have air bubbles inside as well, depending on what you want to create. And then of course you have spirit, which is your own guidance, creating that thing. Now, have you noticed that your spiritual practice has improved? And in what ways has it improved, having started working with your own creations?
Yeah, of course, a lot. Firstly, because I'm using my ceramics to practice rituals. So that was like one thing that was really important. And also, it just like got me to dive into a little bit more into spirituality. And I think the practice itself, because it's a meditative state of mind, because it keeps you grounded, you know, as for you, a psychic healer, an intuitive, a medium. I mean, for us, it's really easy to once connected up there to it's hard to come back, you know, it's a real process. And that's what ceramics helped me It's how ceramics helped me to come back, to ground myself, but also thanks to the meditative work to go up, you know, it's kind of this very good balance and to find my purpose, to find my path. And I think it's just like helping people developing their curiosity and their practices around spirituality.
I love that. Yes, it's like this balanced item that helps you connect, but also knows how to bring you back in a grounding way. Now, I'm curious, what are your most popular creations so far? What do people love?
They love this. I do a little dish with the moon phases on it, the yes. gold, the golden ones. They love the smudge bowls. Everyone like a good smudge, you know, around yes. them in their house. So these are very popular. The crystal mugs, because everyone is crazy about crystals. And it gives you more of a, you know, you have a crystal, like you can see the energy. You know what I mean? Like it's,
yes.
it's yeah. And everything that is linked to the moon, it feels like everybody loves the moon and the moon energies. So yeah, everything with moons, everything with crystals are very popular, and candles as well. I've made some candles with a beautiful woman called Amara. Her name is Mara.Luna on Instagram, and she does beautiful wax. And so we've made a candle together, a body oil candle. So actually that's a massive ritual thing. So in a handmade ceramic bowl from Holistic Ceramics, I pour the body oil candle, and then there's like a little wax moon on the top, and then a little heart or a little star in ceramics that is a charm. So you light up your candle with your intention. You take up the charm that you can keep with you as a talisman. The candle, after each use, you can put a little bit of body oil candle here and there. It's been made with a lot of different fragrances that are really good for cleansing, purifying, and grounding you. And at the end of the candle, you have a smudging bowl.
Oh my God, that is so good. Where can people get that? It sounds fascinating.
On my website.
Perfect. So it's holistic-ceramics.com. And of course, all the links will be available in the show notes that everybody can access them. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited, first of all. So this is like exclusive news for people listening. So Joanna is sending me pendulums, like crystal pendulums that I can use to teach, to do a training video. So we're doing a collaboration on how to use pendulums, all the different ways. I do have a video on YouTube about using it for healing, but this time around, I'm gonna explain how to use it to get like answers, to doubt, like so many different ways to use a pendulum. And again, I love that you have different colors for different chakras. And also, I mean, every single, even if you glaze a certain ceramic thing with the same kind of glaze, you will get different results. So every single pendulum is like completely different, and every single product is completely different, because that's just how glazing works. And I'm so excited for everyone to experience the magic of your creations. Alrighty, Joanna, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your holistic ceramics magic with us. Can you please let everyone know where they can come and connect with you?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, thank you so much, Georgie. It was a pleasure to be on the podcast. I hope people will love it. And so you can connect with me on Instagram on my holistic ceramics profile, which is at holistic.ceramics. And just send me a DM. I always answer to everyone. I love to connect with you guys.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Joanna. Wishing you a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you
for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.